So let's shift to social media, because I know you guys got to go soon. So you're in charge now, yes?
I am in charge now,
so
yes.
So what's your game plan?
My game plan is really to definitely focus on the areas that we're playing, you know, because we all have Facebooks.
Right.
We all have, you know, that... I say that. We're working on,
world,
you know.
The world, yeah, yeah.
Everyone in the world, you know, is going over to social media. You can see that with YouTube. You can see that with, you know, you can see that with MySpace, you know, 10 years back. And people actually are more accessible as far as talent goes. So if you start, we start putting that out there as, you know, we're not just a local band. You know, we actually have the ability to please multiple, you know, venues, multiple genres. We can... We've got everyone in our band that can vocally sustain themselves for a show. So, you know, just putting kind of like our stamp on it, you know, we're going to be here in Biloxi twice a month for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that out there, you know, we already have a regular following here, but, you know, our following, getting their followers to come. And then, so just really pushing that aspect of, you know, I've never seen it really take off for smaller venues as well as, you know, the bigger people when they start boosting shows. But we've got such a good fan base here and a good, you know, family here where people want us to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
If you push that out there, you plug it in the right areas, that'll branch out and spread out. So that's my goal, is to just, you know, get a hold of all of our people that, because we all know, you can get on Facebook and start adding people and they're random.
Mm-hmm.
And those random people can have three other random people that they are interested in the show, and then three other people on that end, and grows and grows and it grows. So
Sure. Slowly
but surely, I think definitely in the Mississippi area, because we play a couple areas around here and up north Mississippi, that we can get a lot more people involved in what we do just by Facebook
now,
and Instagram.
Are you looking really to grow your fan base or to get gigs or both?
Both.
Okay.
It's always, especially this time of the year, there's Mardi Gras parades and
Sure. Balls
going on. Being from Louisiana back home, that is a big gig for a cover band or a local band, you know, getting one of those gigs or getting the people who book those gigs to see you, because that just opens you up for a whole nother, you know, possibility. Playing weddings, you've got people who are engaged at those weddings and they see you, they like what you do, and they're like, hey, I want to book you for my wedding next year, I want to book you for this.
Right.
So it's always a marketing thing. You always want to make more gigs, make more money. But at the same time, we want to build that structure where we have people who become even more loyal to the fact that, hey, Trigger Proof's in town. Let's go check them out. It's not a formal event or something like that. Let's go here and play.
Right. Now, do you use event invites too with Facebook, or are you just posting on the page?
At the moment, we're doing both. But I definitely want to do a lot more ahead of schedule invites, like for the event invites, because that's one of those things where if you put it the day of or a couple of days before, a lot of people may not even be on Facebook at that time to see it, and it gets pushed all the way down to their feeds.
Right.
So definitely about getting that out there, you know, a couple weeks to 3 weeks, maybe even a month before, get a good line of shows up. So if someone's, hey, let me see where Trigger Proof's playing,
mm-hmm.
they can just click on us and be like, hey, okay, well, let me put that in my schedule, or like put that in our stuff to do that weekend.
So, I mean, I'm a Facebook junkie, and you know, the page, my cover band Central page, has 87,000 people. The group has 29,000 people, and getting about 1,000 new people a week in there. And what recently Facebook announced that they're kind of changing the way pages are going to be seen. They're changing the algorithm, and like Zuckerberg wants more people to see more like friends and family posts than posts from pages. So I did a video in the group the other day about way to kind of work around that. And one of the suggestions that I would give to you, and I would give to any band, is start a group on Facebook. Because the benefit of that is anybody can go in there and post. So you can be on stage and say, hey, we have this Trigger Proof group on Facebook. Take pictures and go post them in the group. And that works really well for getting engagement and growing your fan base. And it gives you content which you don't have to supply. Other people will do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, start a group, get people to join it, and then encourage people from the stage, take video, take pictures, whatever you guys want to post on there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, the group thing for me, I started 3.5 years ago. In August of last year, I had 8,000 people in that group, and now I have 29,000 people.
Wow.
So over the course of 3 years, I got 8,000, and then in the last 6 months, it's tripled. So it's grown like incredible. So I'm launching the website, CoverBandCentral.com, and that's why I'm doing this with you guys, because I wanted to pick a spotlight band of the week every week of people that are out there doing it right, and you guys are doing it right.
Thanks. Yeah.
As far as I'm
appreciate
concerned.
It. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
And I mean, one thing I wanted to note, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I was just impressed at the way you all dressed on stage. I think you all put some time and care into the way you look. And a lot of bands don't do that. They'll go up on stage in a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
Is that a conscious effort, or is it just normal?
It's a constant. Yeah, it's definitely a conscious effort. It's something recently we've kind of like honing in on. Like this new year, we was like, yeah, let's up it a notch or something. Because just the venue we're playing in, you know, it's a classy venue. So we wanted to kind of, you know, so we kind of coordinate a little bit, like, you know, blacks and grays. I mean, we don't dress
identical, but
yeah, right, yeah, there's no like uniforms, but
right.
We put a little thought into it.
Try to make it look like we all knew each other before we got
on stage. It makes a difference visually. It really does. You know, it looks
good.
Like
well, thank you for noting that.
You care, sure. And you do all the booking, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's go back to how you developed the rapport with the people, your contacts. What were some important aspects of that?
Man, I just think going in and being professional, always doing a good job, you know, never having people that cause drama, and then your reputation builds off that, and then it just, you know, I've been really lucky to have good people with me like this, and I think that's it. Just, you know, a good work ethic, and then just seems like, you know, your reputation, you know, people usually gets around, you know.
Yeah, because there's a lot of bands out there that are really just getting started, and they ask that question, like, how do I contact, who do I talk to, what do? Do I send an email, do I call, do I show up at the club?
You can, any of that, you know, you can always call the number and say, hey, who's in charge of booking the bands? A lot of times on the website, let's say for, you know.
Entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a, you know, electronic press kit together of some kind with pictures and videos, and I don't know, I did it kind of grassroots style and like been around so long that people knew the reputation. Like if I was starting now, it'd be totally different. I'd have to have like a little real slick video and stuff. We don't have that great of electronic press kit right now because I don't really need it.
Right.
But for new bands, they probably need to do that. But I would say most real entertainment directors, they don't want something in the studio produced where it's like pitch corrected, or they just soon have something off the phone or something,
right?
That's, you can see it's like
real.
They want it real to see what they're going to get, because I've heard people get tricked by these slick packages that, and now it's getting to where, you know,
like, it's kind of around on that now.
Yeah, the entertainment director here, you know, he's like, I just soon have something off a phone so I can hear and see, and takes him two
it's
songs.
It's more realistic than that,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you using the website for just exclusively for booking, for getting gigs, or are you using it? Because it looked that way to me when I looked on it. I mean, you have your promo video, you have your song list, you have your dates.
Pretty much so, yeah. You know, my number's on there. They can call me or whatever, but so.
Right. So, yeah, so you're just using it for that.
Pretty much.
Because I see you're booked throughout the whole year, too, so.
Yeah, we're lucky.
That's always nice. People,
yeah.
People feel for that. So, cool. Anything else you want me to add in the article or talk about that you guys do that's unique to you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just say, like, the one thing being in a band with these guys is we're consistent. That's one of the things we pride ourselves on. You know, Dante can book a new gig, a new room, and that's one of the things. It's like, okay, this is what he booked it on. You know, this is what they saw. Let's, you know, always present that image. You know, we try to make that the fact that we are professional musicians. Me being the youngest and the greenhorn of the whole group, like, I love that because I can walk into a room and these guys are so confident, I'm confident. Even if I'm like, oh gosh, you know, feeling kind of under the weather, that by the time I step on stage, it's all out the door, and I'm ready to go.
Right.
So.
Yeah, consistency is huge.
Yeah.
Especially when you're comfortable with your band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Cool. Awesome.
That's a wrap.
All right.